is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 103 School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Hichilema underscores the importance of investment-led economic growth. ACC arrests two health inspectors over 125,000 corruption case. In global news, UN launches $852 million aid plan for Somalia amid deepening crisis. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to the Phoenix FM Lunchtime News. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. The details. President Hakainde Hichilema says while development aid remains important, the UPND government is placing greater emphasis on attracting investments that will drive Zambia's long-term economic growth. Speaking at State House this morning when he received credentials from five newly accredited diplomats from Japan, Germany, Ghana, Namibia, and Colombia, President Hichilema says Zambia is endowed with resources of the future, including copper, cobalt, nickel, and manganese. The head of state says the country is seeking to strengthen relationships with other nations through economic partnerships anchored on investments, trade, and joint ventures. President Hichilema further expressed gratitude to Germany and the European Union for the support rendered to Zambia during its debt restructuring program. Meanwhile, the president has noted the need for the African continent to enhance intra-African trade, expressing concern that Africa remains the continent with the lowest levels of business conducted among its own countries. And President Hichilema has reaffirmed government's commitment to ensuring that Zambia's mineral resources are managed responsibly in a manner that avoids conflict and violence, which he noted has affected some mineral-rich countries elsewhere.
I must say that a comprehensive economic partnership program is what we're looking for now with countries in Europe, in the West, Japan, and others. And with our sister African countries, we need to invest in more Africa-to-Africa businesses. Africa is a continent that does the least business with itself. It cannot be right. We cannot continue like that. Yes, these ceremonies are nice, but behind these ceremonies, we must see more JVs together. Our Kazungula Bridge or Namibia, the corridor around there, we need to invest and attract others to invest with us to improve opportunities for the young people there.
The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has arrested and jointly charged Gershom Chibola Yanika and Daliso Shumba, health inspectors at Matero First Level Hospital and Matero Main Clinic, respectively, for corruption involving 125,000 kwacha. ACC Acting Head of Corporate Communications, Chilufya Chisanga, says Gershom Chibola Yanika, 32, of plot number 2095, Chunga Government Farms, and Daliso Shumba, 34, of Kamwala South, have been jointly charged with four counts of solicitation and receipt of gratification, contrary to Section 19(1) of the Anti-Corruption Act No. 3 of 2012 of the Laws of Zambia. Ms. Chisanga says details of that on unknown dates, but between 1st September 2025 and 23rd January 2026 in Lusaka, the two jointly, whilst acting together in their capacity as health inspectors at Matero First Level Hospital and Matero Main Clinic respectively, did solicit and actually receive 20,000 kwacha, 50,000 kwacha, and 30,000 kwacha from Job Lunga Mazamba, an agronomist at BioQuest Agri Science Limited. She says the gratification was allegedly received as an inducement or reward in order for them not to impose a 300,000 kwacha fine on BioQuest AgriScience Company shop for poor ventilation and stocking expired agro products following an inspection that was conducted. Ms. Chisanga says further details are that during the same period, the two did solicit 25,000 kwacha and actually received 5,000 kwacha from Job Lunga Mazamba as an inducement or reward for themselves in order not to impose the said fine for the same offences. She says the two suspects have since been released on bond and are expected to appear in court soon. The Zambia Meteorology Agency, ZMA, says it recorded its strongest performance in 5 years in 2025, exceeding all its approved targets and significantly strengthening consumer protection and fair trade across the country. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, ZMA Executive Director Humphrey Nkobeni says the agency made major progress in modernizing Zambia's measurement regulatory framework by drafting 15 statutory instruments covering critical sectors such as health, petroleum, mining, electricity, water and prepackaged commodities. Mr. Nkobeni explained that these measures are aimed at aligning the country's measurement systems with international standards while improving accuracy and accountability in trade and industry. He further revealed that inspection and verification activities were intensified nationwide in 2025, with more than 76,000 measuring instruments verified. Mr. Nkobeni says millions of imported and locally manufactured pre-packaged commodities were also inspected, with compliance levels remaining high in essential products such as fuel, food, agriculture inputs, and construction materials.
I'm pleased to report that all complaints were resolved and closed within the year. Overall, the handling of these complaints in 2025 strengthened consumer protection, improved industry compliance, and reinforced the importance of accurate and verified instruments. The complaints mechanism also enhanced collaboration with other regulators and demonstrated the agency's responsiveness and accountability to public concerns. So I'd like to appeal to the members of the public to continue submitting your complaints.
In more news, government has launched the revised social cash transfer and public welfare assistance scheme guidelines, which come into effect today, Tuesday, 27th January 2026. Speaking during the launch in Lusaka this morning, Community Development and Social Services Minister Doreen Mwamba said the revised guidelines are aimed at strengthening social protection by incorporating lessons learned from previous frameworks while enhancing transparency, accountability and efficiency in the implementation of the social cash transfer and public welfare assistance scheme programs. Ms. Mwamba stated that government is committed to ensuring that no Zambian is left behind, adding that the reforms are designed to promote a dignified, socially secure and hopeful life for all citizens. She added that under the new guidelines, the most vulnerable and needy people across all 116 districts of the country will benefit from the two programs.
Government remains steadfast in its duty to protect the poor and vulnerable, and the social cash transfer program continues to play a central role in fulfilling this mandate. Alongside the social cash transfer, the revised powers guidelines mark a decisive step in strengthening Zambia's social protection system.
At the same event, World Bank Task Team leader Nadia Salem disclosed that the bank has invested about $800 million in supporting Zambia's social protection and security programs over the past 10 years. Meanwhile, UNICEF Deputy Representative for Operations, Henry Heikura, commended the Zambian government for its efforts to uplift the lives of vulnerable citizens. In global news, United Nations spokesperson Stefan Dujarric has announced the launch of a $852 million humanitarian needs and response plan for Somalia.